With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Firefighters scrambling to make progress against the wildfires that have killed at least 16 people in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, forecasters once again warning of dangerous weather with a return of strong winds by Tuesday and Wednesday. More than a dozen people are missing in the fires, and authorities fear that number will rise. L.A. County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath says teams have been mobilizing on the ground to help move safely evacuated residents out.
L.A. County had another night of unimaginable terror and heartbreak, and even more Angelenos evacuated due to the northeast expansion of the Palisades fire.
Also at SRNnews.com, some of Donald Trump's ideas might cause a few changes in the world map. Here's a White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During a wide-ranging press conference, Trump said the U.S. needs control of Greenland and the Panama Canal for economic security. When asked, he refused to rule out the use of military force.
I'm not going to commit to that now. It might be that you'll have to do something.
The president-elect also doubled down on his suggestion that Canada merge with the U.S.
Canada and the United States. That would really be something.
And he wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
After a freezing winter storm shut down schools, cut power, and canceled and delayed flights, the South is slowly thawing out. Warmer weather now, melting the snow and the ice, the storm system moving on out now. Power is back in parts of North Carolina and South Carolina, where tens of thousands of customers lost electricity over the last few days. In Atlanta, some 1,000 flights were canceled or delayed. This is SRN News. Preparations underway for the March for Life.
It is set to take place on Friday, January 24th here in Washington, D.C., and will be the third edition of the annual event since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Organizers say the march is more important than ever as the fight over abortion has moved to the states and is being fought out in courts all across the country. Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates are expected to gather on the National Mall and walk from there up to Capitol Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Human Rights Campaign continues to push corporate America to embrace the LGBT agenda, even as the country experiences a backlash against left-wing policies. HRC beginning the new year with a call for businesses to establish anti-discrimination policies that encompass sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. This is SRN News. Now, trouble in Texas for those in need of the state's suicide hotline.
The call centers are struggling under a $7 million funding deficit and a growing suicide rate. The state's 988 hotline had the nation's fifth highest rate of abandoned calls in August, the latest data available. That comes amid a multi-million dollar funding deficit that could worsen as federal dollars expire this year. The tightened resources are occurring as the suicide rate in Texas jumped 37% from 2000 to 2022. John Scott reporting.
Actor Alec Baldwin filing a civil lawsuit for malicious prosecution and civil rights violations in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the Western movie Rust. The lawsuit filed in state district court in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where a judge last summer dismissed the charge of involuntary manslaughter against Baldwin. More details at SRNnews.com.